In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The church year gives a blessed order for our days, and the order for today is the commemoration of Noah. So, how do we commemorate Noah best? How do we best remember those who have gone before us? Hebrews 11 teaches us that we are to remember Noah as an heir of righteousness by faith, and to that, I can give my hearty amen. And yet, it is Moses that has something even better than that to say about Noah. So depending upon what you want to choose to focus upon in Genesis, Moses teaches you to remember Noah as one who found favor, even grace, in the eyes of Yahweh, or you remember him as a drunkard who curses his own son and grandson. Now, of course, there is merit in holding these two things together when it comes to Noah, remembering him as simul justus et peccator, both a saint by the grace of Yahweh, but also then a sinner by his own sinful shortcomings. But that is not where Moses would actually have us focus. You see, the flood narrative is a giant chiasm that begins at point A and then continues on through points B, C, D, all the way to point P, before it finally starts backing back out, O, N, M, and all the way back to point A. Now, this is the kind of thing that absolutely fascinates me, and I'm sure that it fascinates you as well, or at least it should fascinate you. Now, part of the beauty of such a chiasm is it tells us exactly where the literary focus of the text is, and therefore where our focus ought to be as well. You go right to the center. So, what is point P of that chiasm? It's Genesis 8, verse 1. God remembered Noah. The best way to commemorate Noah, the best way to remember him, is that God remembered him. To celebrate that God remembered Noah. But what does that mean? What does it mean for the omniscient God who knows all things to remember? It's quite a different thing than how we like to remember our Hebrew vocabulary. There sits that Hebrew word right at the precipice, there at the dark recesses of your mind, and you're doing everything you can to beckon it to come forward into the light of day so that you can recall it. I know that word, so why can't I remember it? So keep studying your vocab so that it will keep coming forward into the light of day. But when God remembers, it's quite a different thing. When he remembers, he springs into action. It's not that something has slipped from his mind and suddenly comes back in a rush. No, when God remembers, he acts in accord with his promises. He acts in accord with his very nature. So here is Noah and all the animals with him in the ark. Rain had fallen for 40 days, and then the floodwaters had flooded the earth for 150 days, so that only Noah and all those with him in the ark are left alive. And then we are told that God remembered Noah. He remembered what he had promised Noah, that although all others would perish in the flood, God would establish his covenant with Noah. And now, in Genesis 8, verse 1, it's time. So God remembers. He acts in accord with what he has promised Noah. He sends a wind that causes the waters to recede. Here in Genesis 8, verse 1, it is the first time that we come across the Hebrew verb zakar, remember, in Holy Scripture. But it will be far from the last time we hear that verb. This text launches us into the glorious beauty of divine remembrance that reverberates throughout all of Holy Scripture. One glorious thread in the tapestry of biblical theology. Zakar will next occur in Genesis chapter 9, as God makes good on his promise to establish a covenant with Noah and with the rest of creation as well. He promises that he'll never again destroy the earth by means of a flood, and he attaches to that promise his sign, the bow in the clouds. And then God says, when the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant. And throughout the rest of Genesis, God keeps remembering. And so he keeps acting. He keeps honoring his promises. He'll do it for Abraham and Lot in Genesis 19. He'll do it for Rachel in Genesis chapter 30. God remembers. This beautiful truth was not lost on Moses. In Exodus chapter 2, when the Israelites are groaning in slavery, God determines to act because he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. Namely, that their descendants are going to inherit the promised land. And now is the time for God to remember, for him to act, for him to honor his promise. God remembers. This beautiful promise was not lost on Moses, and it shall not be lost on us. When we commemorate Noah by celebrating that God remembered him, we're also celebrating that God remembers us, the descendants of Noah. Because this is really a statement not about who Noah is, it's a statement about who God is, according to his very nature. He is a God who remembers, who keeps covenant, who acts in accord with his promises. God remembers. Now, that is something to hold on to every day of your life. But yet there are moments when its beauty is all the more resplendent. When your mother's mind or your grandmother's mind seems like it has become a sieve through which everything just falls through, so that she does not remember your name and looks back at you with a blank stare as you share stories from yesteryear. How can she cling to the promises of God? How can she remember the grace of God bound up in Christ? How can she remember her baptism even as you trace the sign of the cross upon her? The gospel is that God remembers even when she cannot. He remembers. He acts in accord with his grace in Christ. He honors his baptismal promise. God remembers. That is something to cling to when you wish your mind had become a sieve, because instead it has become a bear trap that is clamped down upon your sin. It may have been a sin you committed years ago. You may have even been able to keep it a secret from everybody else. But yet, with icy fingers, it grips tight your conscience and your heart. If only you couldn't remember it. And then you get to join your voice with David's. Remember your compassion, O Yahweh, and your steadfast love, for they are from of old. The sins of my youth and my transgressions, do not remember. According to your steadfast love, remember me, O you, Yahweh, for the sake of your goodness. God remembers what he has promised in accord with his very nature that has been revealed in Christ. God acts according to his compassion. He honors his steadfast love. God remembers you in mercy for the sake of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.